You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Carolina! Like a helicopter! All right, whenever you hear Petey Pop, it means we're welcoming in our friend, Miss Nikki Jobvala. Nikki, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
Fantastic.
Nikki joins us via the Rood guest hotline. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Nikki, I want to ask you something. I think you're about to take part in something for the first time in your life. Are you ready for this?
Oh, geez. I don't know. Am I? Oh, God. What is happening? Uh-oh.
I don't think you need to be nervous.
Okay.
Like she got nerves right there, JP.
I think she should. We're going to give away Nelly tickets right now. Have you ever given away Nelly tickets?
Oh, my God. This takes me back.
You want to drop some bars?
No. Nobody's ready for that. Oh, my God. We haven't even hit training camp yet.
Yeah, you know you're supposed to be dropping bars for Nikki.
That's true. Here's what we're going to do
real
quick.
The time's right,
No pressure. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I am going to do this real quick. Caller number 10 right now, 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to the Where the Party At tour featuring Nelly, the St. Lunatics, Ja Rule, Eve, and Chingy Wednesday, July 23rd at Jiffy Lube Live. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. All right, Nikki, you've now given away tickets
on
the radio.
Eve is going to be there too?
Yeah. You should go.
Oh, I really like Eve.
That's a week from today. Listen,
I mean, that is like my high school playlist right there.
Dude, if you want tickets, I will ask Wendy. You want to go?
Should I hang up and call the number?
Yeah. Yes, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
All right, you and I got to spend a lovely afternoon in Laurel yesterday. Me, you, B, Jeff, we were all there. One thing I've tried to tell people is we all got to talk to Terry a little bit before and after when he sat down for the actual press availability. And before and after Terry seemed as we've ever known him. Right? Just easygoing, having fun.
Yeah, good spirits.
Yep. But the actual portion where we were on the record with cameras rolling, I think he's actually hurt by this.
Yeah, I think, I think one thing that needs to be put into context, too, is, like, we're hearing one side of this. Yeah. Obviously, the team, the GM, the assistant GM, they're not going to go on record and give their take of it. If they wanted to, that'd be wonderful.
It'd be great.
you're not hearing that side of it. So we don't know the full picture there, too. But, yeah, I think he wants to – I mean, like anybody, you want to feel appreciated and valued where you work. And he feels like he's not getting that just based on the contract negotiations and where things stand. He says they haven't talked in over a month. You know, to what level of that – what he means explicitly, that's unclear to all of us, right? Like, what does that mean? Like, there's zero communication? Have they checked in? Like, where do things stand in the negotiations? Neither side has revealed the specifics there. But yeah, he obviously wants to get paid. I think that much was known when he decided to not attend the voluntary OTAs and when he skipped out on mandatory minicamp. So not a ton changed from this presser. He just vocalized it for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And laid it on pretty thick. And like, I get it. He's a face of the franchise. He was the one that stood up and talked to media when things were really bad with his franchise. And you'd like to see anybody get rewarded and you know, get what their value is. But I don't think this one's as black and white or as easy as some people think.
Yeah. I just think that, you know, when you go through it finally, like he is, you see mm-hmm. something, it seems like it's all against you, but we've seen this happen year in and year out.
Yeah.
That type of situation goes about 3 weeks later, they hugging.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would not be shocked if, you know, a deal gets done the day before training camp. I wouldn't be shocked if it goes a couple of weeks into training camp. I think something will get done in large part because they don't have a deep receiving core at all, really. I'm not sure they have a clear number two. I would think it's Noah Brown, but, you know, health is always an issue with everybody, but he's dealt with a number of injuries. And I, you know, Debo is not in, you know, quote unquote, number two in terms of workload. I think he'd be a great asset to the offense, but, you know, you got to give your star quarterback the receiver, you know?
Yeah. It's just like the moves they've made this offseason have been aggressive, right? They trade for Laremy Tunsil. You're going to have to mm-hmm. pay him next year. You trade for mm-hmm. Debo. You convert that money this year. Honestly, it helped their cap, and then Debo gets paid. But, mm-hmm. To make those moves and then not keep Terry would seem pretty counterintuitive to me.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think there is some, like, I mean, I think anybody who's been around Terry and has watched Terry and seen what he's dealt with compared to other, you know, top-tier receivers, just in the quarterback turnover, the ownership issues, things he's talked to media about that really no other player has had to deal with
right.
over the last mm-hmm. 5-6 years is extraordinary. Does that count for this new regime? I don't know. I mean, I don't know that you can retroactively incorporate value. Does what he did with the previous regime, should that count toward his contract with this regime? I don't know. Maybe the new regime doesn't see it that way. It's clear he does, but I, you know, that's one of the complicating factors there. I mean, obviously, the age thing too. I mean, he's 29 now, and you know, a few weeks into the season, he'll be 30. You tack on 3 years, and he's got a year left. I mean, we're talking close to your mid 30s. You know, is somebody going to be getting $30, $31, $32 million a year? That's a complicating factor. So yeah, I mean, it's not as, I think it'll get done. I think it should get done, but it's not as simple, I think, as
it's not simple, but I think if you just look at what he's done while they were running their team, that's a lot.
Yeah.
to be honest with you, not even worried about what he did when the other franchise was here. You look at what he's done since you came in. That's damn good.
Yeah, totally. Totally. But what's that number, though? You know, that's...
Yeah. For sure. Talking with our friend Nikki Jobvala here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can follow Nikki at Nikki Jobvala. Read all of her work in the Washington Post. I got this question, Nikki, and I know my answer. Do you think Terry is there at the beginning of camp next week?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent, That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I do. Now, do I think he's there with a new contract? That would be ideal, obviously. But the fines for missing him is $50,000 a day. You know, he's making obviously good money. He can afford to miss some days. Yeah, I mean, I still think he, I think there's going to reach a point where he wants to be out there. You hope it doesn't reach, you hope it doesn't get there to where, you know, he has to make a decision. Do I continually skip out and keep trying for the deal? Do I show up? And, you know, you want yourself to be prepared for the season two. So it's a tough decision. I think he will, but you never know. I mean, I know he feels very strongly about this, and I, you know, again, you want every player to get what they're worth. I mean, you know, I want what I'm worth in my career. I feel like everybody should want that, right? But that's a tough one. It's a lot different than OTAs and minicamp, you know, especially as a veteran. He doesn't really need that. But training camp's different, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that training camp's legit the beginning of the season. The other stuff is...
It's when everybody... You're on the other side of the mountain now. You're going downhill. You want everything to be working fine and things coming together at that point. So,
I'm very curious if he's there. I won't be surprised if he's not. I do think, even if he's not there to start camp, I do think a deal gets done. Do you land in that camp also?
Yeah.
I think everybody needs each other, and cooler heads will prevail. A couple other things that I wanted to talk about with you. Obviously, the Terry stuff is the biggest in the Commanders universe right now. But can we talk a little bit about Trey Amos and the situation with second-round picks around the NFL?
Because
I find this really interesting, and I know you and Maskey worked on a story. Get everybody up to speed on why these second-rounders aren't signing and kind of where this is headed.
Yeah, so the first-rounders are the only ones with they get fully guaranteed contracts, right, the 4 years, and then they have the fifth-year option. But everybody else, I feel like each year it's become progressive where you're trying to get a little bit more guaranteed money. And for rookie deals, that's really – there's only a couple things that you can negotiate anymore. They're slotted. The total value is set based on where you're picked. You can negotiate the guarantees, sort of the structure of the guarantees, some of the voids, which has been the issue with Shamar Stewart and Cincinnati. But that's really all there is to negotiate. And for this year's class, the top two picks in the second round, guaranteed contracts. So everybody below them are like, oh, well, okay, well, that sets a precedent. Now we're all trying to get fully guaranteed. So they're taking their leverage to the very end. I think Tyler Shook in New Orleans is the one that probably has like the best chance just because he's being pegged as a starter. So he could be like, you know, do you really want to upset your starting quarterback going in? Like, just give me the guarantees there. So I think a lot of them are probably waiting to see what Tyler Shuck does, and that could set the market for the others, and they'll fall into place. But it's different for second round, third round, the rest of the rounds. Like, they don't have the same leverage that first rounders do inherently. They don't have the same leverage that quarterbacks do, aside from, again, Tyler Shuck's situation. Now, they're not under contract, so they don't face fines if they miss training camp, but you know, you need that time, obviously. Anybody does, but especially as a rookie coming in, as players fighting for jobs. So I think ultimately these deals get done right up before camp when these guys report to their camps. Rookies report, is it the 18th for the Commanders? So I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of these get done now, because they don't have the same leverage as the other guys, and teams know that.
Isn't it 30 guys?
It's 30 of 32. I think Denver just signed theirs, right?
Two have already gotten it, though, right?
Who? Two have gotten it.
The top two,
two in the second round.
I think they fight for it because, you know, things don't happen until you get a group of people fighting for it. And all the other sports are guaranteed. Why the hell football still don't have guarantees?
Well, that's the union.
And that's why right now, fight. Because, hell, they were colluding with the the NFL. So keep moving forward.
But, you know, if they can get a little bit more guaranteed in their third years, that sets a benchmark for the next class. So every class, it's progressive, right? I mean, so, and the new CBA is, you know, a new CBA won't be done until 2030 unless both sides agree to do it earlier. So if they keep pushing for a little bit more each year, it kind of sets a new benchmark.
Talking with our friend Nikki Javala from the Washington Post. You can give her a follow at Nikki Javala. Covers the Commanders. Read all her work in the Post. Great coverage. And then the other thing I wanted to hit with you is this kind of what it's hard to really understand a lot of what the Commanders did last week. They announced a number of new hires, promotions. Some of it is non-football, like our boy Charlie Mulet got a promotion. We're all very happy for him. But a lot of money on the R&D side, personnel side, football support, all those things. They're spending some cash on this stuff. What is the organization now doing to push forward kind of the analytical research development side?
Yeah, I think this was a big thing for Josh Harris coming in. And you look at what he did with the Sixers with, you know, what's his language? He always wants to find that extra edge, right? Yeah,
the margins, right.
Yeah, so he really built up their health and wellness side. That was a big thing with the Sixers. They were at the forefront of, like, some of the new technologies. And he was always big on advanced analytics and building out that staff. So they beefed up that group significantly, especially when you look at the athletic trainers. I mean, remember, this is a franchise that, you know, their head athletic trainer was, you know, popped by the DEA, and they didn't have a top athletic trainer for almost an entire season in 21. They were relying on volunteers and basically interns to help out. And now they have a really robust athletic training group with rehab specialists. They brought in Tim McGrath, you know, a well-known athletic, like, he oversees the whole, like, player wellness department now, which includes the athletic training and the rehab and, you know, strength and conditioning, all that stuff. So they've really built that out, and I think it's very clear that it's important to the staff. You look at what Dan Quinn did with a lot of the veteran players last year that, you know, Zach Ertz talks about quite often that helped them stay healthy, is finding ways to give them more time off so they're not, you know, killing their bodies more than they need to during the season. So finding these extra edges has always been a thing for Josh Harris, and they've slowly built up their staff. You know, they gave that first season to see how everybody did, found their holes, and is now kind of moving people in place. But, yeah, I mean, some of these hires were done, like, months ago, and they're just announcing them.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Basically what he's doing is bringing it up to where everything should be, as it should have been a long time.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
They were so far behind with Dan, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they totally, like, renovated the Ashburn facility. I mean, it's – I saw some photos. Like, the locker room's really nice. They, you know, fixed the showers. Like, all the meeting spaces upstairs, they reconfigured a good bit of it. So it looks like a legit NFL training facility and not, like, this awful place from, like, the 1970s that hasn't been updated in decades.
I was over there yesterday. Things look different.
All right, Nick. I appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
Are you excited for camp?
I'm not as excited as the right word. I look forward to the season. I think this is going to be a really interesting season to see where they're at. But, yeah. I mean, I get a good tan at training camp. I'll give you that much.
I get really excited for camp.
JP geeks out.
And then it starts. And then it starts to drag, and then it's like, oh, okay, we got a preseason game, and then you get excited for that, and then preseason is the preseason.
You wig out, dog.
I run hot.
You'll be amped for Foxborough for like 5 days in Foxborough. Oh, you're like, yes, buddy. Let's go.
That Foxborough Residence Inn is going to bump. all right. Thank you, Nikki. Boy. See you next week.
All right, see you guys.
All right. That's our friend, Nikki Jabala. She was in Laurel yesterday. I am sure she enjoyed the ride from Ashburn to Laurel and back.
That ride was hell.
We got plenty more coming your way, including top 10 wide receiver rankings, plenty to kind of try to figure out where does Terry land there. Nobody go anywhere.
Commander fan, it's B. Mitch here, and I'm ready to take the excitement global. So join me and True Fan Travel this November for the ultimate fan getaway as Washington takes over Spain. Complete with game tickets, all-inclusive tailgate parties, 5 nights at the Western Madrid Cusco, and curated local events across Madrid. Spots are limited, so head to truefantravel.com and lock in your seat. True Fan Travel, they handle everything, and you make the memories. Be part of history for the first NFL game in Madrid. That's truefantravel.com. I'll see you in Spain.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.